nice to let loose occasionally.
Yeah.
And because we have such a, like, I guess, supportive crowd, we can like turn it up a little bit more and bring the heat. So it's always fun to really let loose and see what we can actually, what we're capable of.
It was terrific, yeah. I think we all had fun on stage.
I think because it's at uni as well, everyone's so familiar, or they think they're so familiar with what we do, and see our faces around all the time. It's nice to be able to play to that crowd and surprise them a bit as well.
Yeah.
We definitely got one of the best receptions we ever had. I mean, people were singing the lyrics the whole way through, so.
Yeah, that was terrific.
It was great. We didn't even need a lead singer.
I could hear at the back. I was right at the back, and I could hear people singing along. It's just great.
Fun, you know, so it was, yeah, no, terrific, and lots of loud rock music's always fine in my books, so yeah.
Loud rock music's always great.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely.
When
it's good.
When it's good. Bad, loud rock music's not good, but good rock music is the best thing.
Yeah, we rock.
You do rock.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, rock.
That's what we were all just trying to say, wasn't it? We were all just trying to say a posh way of saying that we rock.
Yeah, man, we fucking rock.
Well, talking about a little bit of a different experience with crowds and performance. So you guys have been on BBC Introducing.
Doing a live session, which is going to be broadcast live on BBC Radio Essex. So that'll be nice. You can catch that on the 12th of March.
Okay, we will make sure that people tune into that. And also you guys were featured in Enemy.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
Yeah, they featured our debut single in there. Yeah, they had some nice things to say.
Devil in My Heart was terrific.
Yeah, they completely misspelt the name at the end.
Say completely misspelt.
No, well, it's only a joke.
But it's been fixed now, you know, move on.
Yeah, no, we love it. In fact, it makes it a better song.
Well, I think the Enemy is in a point where It still means quite a lot to a lot of people, so it's definitely a goal for all of us to be on.
It was definitely such a big deal for us. Yeah.
Establishment is good to get that stamp of approval.
It's great.
Awesome. And it's a springboard for future opportunities. You know, if you've been featured in Enemy, it's always going to be something that you can remind people of. So.
Talking about future things, do you guys have any videos, shows, albums, anything coming up?
We've got a few shows coming up. We'll keep everyone informed on our Facebook page about that, so you can catch up.
25th of March and the 1st of April.
Yeah.
We've got some good dates coming up.
Yeah.
With regards to it, we have an EP in the works, or whether we release it as an EP or we just do like a bunch of singles. We're not really sure yet, but there is material that's been recorded.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to releasing it. You know, Devil in My Eyes went down well, and we're ready for the next thing. So
I think I have one final thing. So I caught that American accent at the very end. So I want to know if you guys can do any impressions. As cheesy as that is, I want to hear them.
Just any impressions.
Anything.
Okay, because I can do a few impressions.
I
can
do a few. Does
well, I can Scarface. Do like I can do a good Arnie.
Okay, do it.
Yeah. Come on, we have to get out of here now. Arnie, get to the job. And I can do an all right Christopher Walken as well.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't done it in ages.
That's my favorite, though. Please do it. That's my favorite impression.
Well, you know, get a watch.
Sorry, it's so bad. Seen in his balls.
It was watched on my ass.
I had that uncomfortable 5 years.
I feel like I would just like to add, final thing. This is why Joe is behind the drum kit and doesn't ever have a microphone
well,
in front of his
we
face.
Are, goodbye, Brandon. We play good rock music.
I mean, the only thing I can do, which is pretty naff, which is going
to
go.
This is everyone's opportunity to pretend they're good at something.
Is Al Pacino in Donnie Brasco.
Donnie Brasco.
Donnie Brasco.
Donnie.
Are you a rat?
Are you a fucking rat, Donnie?
Because if you are, I'm the biggest schmuck in New York.
Oh my God, that's beautiful. I think the only one that I can really do, I can do a really good French-Canadian accent because I am from...
Saskatchewan.
What? No, that's, it's like, you have to talk, hold on, you have to talk like this, all your H's have to go away, they're all gone. You can throw in some French words. Well, it's because I lived in Quebec for 11 years, so I think I'm used to hearing it.
We basically, Barwon came from Essex, so that's where we should continue to realise that that's where we're from.
The authenticity in Goodbye Brighton.
Yeah. I'm from the three counties as well, so that's quite an authentic county, isn't it?
Basically, the proof that good things come from Essex.
Yeah. Well, I guess now that I am new to this country, I'm going to have to learn a lot about Essex.
Yes, you do.
And bed tarts and bucks.
Okay. Noted. Well, I think that just about wraps up the questions.
Bobbing along the beautiful briny sea.
We're from the seaside.
Yes, Lion.
We actually found Jake in an arcade.
Really?
He was plugged in.
I was on Watson-Hanay's pinball machine, and I was like, bing, 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 and they heard the bass in the pinball machine.
Yeah, we thought we could use some of that. Yeah. So yeah, we got him out.
We couldn't shake it.
Turns out, yeah.
We got him out of there. We drove him to London, and
the rest is history. I was actually a monkey in the pinball machine that shaved me.
Gave him a bass.